Okay, good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting on June 12th, at 5 o'clock Pacifica time. And we are convening at the moment. We do not have a quorum, but I will call the roll just so everybody knows who's here. I'm Carol Gordon, and acting as chair, Mary Berg.
Here.
Here. Patty Heffley.
Here.
Okay, Jane Gatewood and Bill Gallegos, absent. Melinda Arledon.
Here.
Richard Phelps.
Here.
Doreen Roberts. Rob Robinson. Julie Rodriguez. Wendy Scholl.
Absent.
Gloria Turner. Ted Weiskall.
Here.
And LaVon Williams.
Here.
Okay, we have two requests for two excused absences. Wendy Scholl and Rob Robinson asked to be excused. Are there any objections to that? No? All right, I'll mark them as excused. And Kimberly King, who was on the list, has notified us that she is not on the Elections Committee. So there will need to be an election at KPFK for one more person to fill that seat. Did you all get the agenda that I sent out?
No, yeah, did anyone not?
Well, maybe I should read it again quickly, and we can suggest any changes. Number one, approving the items and giving approximate times, and I allowed 5 minutes for this. Two, approval of minutes, except I don't think we have any, so we can probably strike that. Three, communications. We have a question about the elections e-list again. Four is the status of the committee and framing a motion to send to the PNB. Five is the question of subcommittees and task forces, and there were three reports to come under that. I think we'll only have two because C was to have come from Rob, and he's not here.
And he didn't send it.
Yeah. No. So six is the contents of the report to the PNB. There's an outline of items to be included in a draft, which I would then send around for approval. Seven is a motion that was remanded to us from the PNB called the Election Rescue Act. Eight is a meeting date in July. And the last item was the agenda for the June 26th meeting, a week from 2 weeks from today. And I had suggested times next to those. We'll have to renumber things since we're eliminating number two. Are there any suggestions, changes, additions, things I forgot on here?
This is Ted from Houston.
Please.
Regarding item number four. Based on what I read in the agenda, it completely reflects what I think we did the other day, and I think all we need to do is to say, yes, that's correct, so that gets forward to the national board. I don't think we need to spend any time on it at all.
Oh, good. Well, that's 20 minutes
later. Well, what
right
is
there.
It? That you're saying the motion?
I have to ask LaVon this because I looked at my notes and I couldn't find a record. Did we take a vote on the motion?
I don't find that we did.
Was it PNB or was it unanimous?
It was unanimous.
Unanimous.
Is that
yeah,
what
it was
you
unanimous.
Have,
to make it a standing committee, absolutely.
Oh, to make it a standing committee. Right, right.
Yes.
So I've got some wording in here which may or may not be necessary, as Ted points out. All right, we'll do that when we come to it then.
Okay.
Any
well,
other changes or differences for the time? All right, then let's say the motion is approved as read, and we'll go on from there. So the first item then we've done, which is the items in approximate times, and that was 5 minutes. Good, we're ahead by 5 minutes. Three is now number two, and that would
That'd be
the...
20 minutes late.
Oh, well, let's go
ahead.
Let's be positive,
minutes.
Richard.
What's a few minutes?
The past elections list, I think I don't have a problem properly to that. We've pretty much agreed to use the new list, let the old one just sit there, I guess. But Then the question is, do we want to open it to everybody else, in other words, all the members, or do we want to keep it closed, number one? And number two, there is a file section, and I've been putting things in there for our use. Do we want to open that to all the members if we allow members to use the entire list? Do we want to open the file section to all of the members who are reading our messages back and forth about agendas and so on? So those are the questions. Can we take some comments on that? Thoughts?
Well, Mary Berg here, Lucina. I hadn't replied to these because I just wasn't sure what I thought. But now, we'll use the new list, this present ERC group, right? But
yes.
You're asking, would we have access to the files list, or who all are you?
Well, the committee certainly would. And
yeah.
The question is, do we want to open it to all of the members of Pacifica? In other words, that's an open list.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, do we want to open the file section to those members?
Now, on this list, can they look at it without... I don't know. I'm first inclined not to open it because, for one thing, a lot of email glut might be sent. People wouldn't go online because lots of us can't get on that Yahoo website. I don't have strong feelings about it. If the list were open, the files might as well be, but then I don't know what's going to get sent in time, so I guess I'm going to stick with being just slightly inclined to just keep it to us, because most of the other lists are like that. But I could be persuaded, I guess.
I mean, just the committee members.
Yeah,
Ted has already said that he would like it. What is your feeling, Ted? Still open completely?
Well, since I'm a newcomer to this process, I'm a little bit reluctant to say anything definitive, but at least initially to try to be as open and as transparent as possible. If it turns out that it becomes a problem, then I think we could revisit the issue and close it down if it diminished our ability to do our work.
Well, we're not allowed to do work on a list. In other words, the equivalent of having a serial meeting or a meeting if we conducted any business on the list. So we would be setting agenda items, perhaps, and putting agenda items for a meeting, which could, be problematic in some cases. The other thing is everybody is going to have to get a Yahoo group email account if we're going to use that for communication. So otherwise it'll just be another public list and won't be the official list at all, of this committee.
Mm-hmm.
But he is not on it. Any other thoughts on this?
This is Lavari.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm sending it out shortly. That one of the action items was for each one in the committee to create a Yahoo account.
Cool.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
But we have...
And some people have not done that yet, so as I can tell...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What are you feeling about leaving it open or closed, LaVon?
I really kind of, bow to, Carolyn, to you, Carolyn, because you work with us, and you know what really works best, so I really hadn't said anything, because I think that, I really would follow your lead on that.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Anybody else have any thoughts?
Yes,
on that?
Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that if we had it open, I like to think of this as being a working group, and I'd kind of like to keep the communication between us. I mean, I have no problem with transparency, but it's just that I'd want to try to keep it focused entirely on elections.
That's a big point.
And you're afraid it might not be if we...
Right. I'm afraid if it were open, that it might become something more of an open forum. And that's not the concept. I mean, the concept is we're supposed to be focused on our duties, period. Granted, we're reportable to the PNB, and by all means, I would want them to be fully appraised.
Well, we can only do, as I say, so much work online before it closes the line.
Because transparency issues would be definitely at stake there.
Mm-hmm, Anybody else have any thoughts on this?
How was the list done last time, Carolyn? It's Richard.
Last time it was closed only to members of the Elections Review Committee.
Did you get any complaints from people about that?
No. I did start another list, a Yahoo group for WBI elections, and people talked on there. And, of course, New Pacifica, so all the chatter and public complaints went all over the place. But we did keep it closed to just the committee.
This is Mary Berg here. Melinda's persuading me more so. That's true. I mean, our election, our local election committee was closed because we sent things that are just like, well, are we going to meet here or there and so forth? And if we had to turn it into a discussion list, and it would turn into one unless people could read and not post, and I don't think that's how this works. So if it doesn't work like that, I really wouldn't want it to be open.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's time to entertain a motion to decide whether to keep it open or closed.
Can I say one more thing? This is Ted from Houston.
Please.
I would like to know where I can review the minutes of this committee for the previous whatever history it has. I went to the Pacifica website to see that, and without being able to review the history, I'm kind of at a disadvantage.
I think I put them, maybe I didn't move them over. I tried to move everything over from the old list into this new list. And did you check our file section? Maybe I did not get the minutes put in.
Well, that's not my point. My point is not only for me, but for somebody who might be in my position next year and in subsequent years. Are the minutes of the election committee in the past accessible to everybody?
I don't believe so, no. Actually, we did not make them accessible. I don't think there was any provision for posting committee minutes on the Pacifica National Board website.
Mary Berg here. There were minutes of some committees on the websites, because back at the first of the year, I went and read the governance ones and the audit ones. Since then, they've all been pulled, and you just get in an endless loop. There's nothing on there. But I don't know if this was done inadvertently or by design, and I wish I could find out. Is there a reason why all that stuff was pulled off? I don't know about the Election Review Committee specifically, but I know that I looked at a bunch that I know were there that I have even a few copies off of, but everything is gone now.
Well,
now,
that makes a good point.
Does John know anything? Does anyone know anything about this?
No. That's a good point. I'll look it up, though. Making the minutes of last year's committee as public as possible, and for us, moving it into our list, since I haven't put you all on the old list.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Any other thoughts on this? Someone care to make a motion that we decide whether to keep it open or closed?
Okay. This is Mary Berg here. Just to make I'm going to move that we keep it closed to committee members. I mean, I could have done it the other way, but I'll just do it that way.
Is there a second?
It doesn't need a second in a committee.
Committee, right.
Second, too. Thank you. All right. Mary, so you're saying closed. And Patty?
Is there an open and a closed one now?
Well, there is not. The question is whether to leave it closed or open it up. At the moment, it is closed.
Well, the motion is to keep it closed, and then you can
motion is to keep
for
it
or against it. And it could
mm-hmm.
be moved.
Okay, I'll vote.
I'm sorry, let me get
we
you
We can't vote. Question. Do we have a quorum?
Oh, what are we talking about? We don't have a quorum.
Well, suppose informally, I would like to know how everybody feels. I'm tending to agree that we should keep it closed.
This is Patty.
Elsewhere else, so.
I think there should be some, possible read-only type thing, or a place where the minutes can be found, and some information that people might be able to get information. If you're transferring information from the committee to a more public list where it can be discussed and things like that, and the final minutes are put there, then it's fine, I think, to have a committee group closed. But we haven't really tried the open committee thing in, anywhere in the network, and I'm not really, as far as I know, anyway, not at our station, and I'm wondering if it's, not time to, with a disclaimer that pops up on every message that goes through there that says, this is a people's opinions or whatever.
But as far as listserv goes, that's more for communicating. As far as minutes go, that's no big deal. I would want minutes to be published.
Right.
We can put them somewhere, either on WBAI.org or .net or Pacifica.org. So I will definitely take care of that. So let's remove that from the equation. So the only question is then our minutes, our messages, and the files and folders that I've been putting in there. Do we want those open or closed?
And then, Carolyn, this is Mary Brooke, do you know, can you make it read-only? I didn't think you could with Yahoo, so they can post as well as read, and that's the part I really would,
bless you.
Really would
Thank
not
you.
Want.
Yes, it can be. I believe it can be. So, Patty, you're still undecided. Melinda?
I really would like to keep it closed.
Okay. Richard? Ed?
Who?
Ed.
I'm okay with keeping it closed for the time being, so long as our minutes are accessible.
All right, good point. LaVarn?
I agree that we keep it for the committee, and but really to have the minutes accessible, right, so people can understand what's going on in committee. That would
All
be
right,
good.
Good enough. Richard? I guess he's gone off the line. All right. So that item, I'll take care of that. I'll either close and change the description of it so it's no longer described as an open committee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next item is the motion to send to the PNB. Did we approve wording last time? I don't have it in my minutes. I know.
Of that wording is to make a standing committee?
Is that all where... I wrote all these whereas is just, to put them down, but we don't need it, do we?
I didn't write any. I just... that we passed unanimously to make it a standing committee.
Yeah, this is LaVarn. Yeah, we had wording, but it was it was very, very short. And, I like the wording that you have here because that's, in general what we said, and that I think you have laid it out correct. So... I was just in the minutes. In fact, I was just dropping in what you've written here into the minutes because I just written down very, very, specifically. We said that we would move, that we would recognize the election.
Now you're dropping out.
As a standing committee of the PNB, and as based on the fact that we have the five directors, and we have at the time we had two LSB members for each. So I think it's great. I think it's perfect. I was just going to drop it in the minutes.
I'm sorry. You're referring to this last line, resolve that, or the entire thing?
Can you repeat that?
I have three whereases here. Should we skip those and just keep to the last sentence, or I'm not sure what it is you want to keep.
This sounds fine. This sounds fine for me. We can do it either way.
Let me read the draft that I put in here, and then we can decide what to do with it.
Okay.
Whereas the Special Elections Review Committee created in January 2005, I think that's correct, by the way, but we have to double check that, has elected the requisite number of delegates and directors from each station. And whereas the work necessary to ensure legal and efficiently run elections in 2006 is continuous and ongoing, and whereas the members of the committee wish to continue the work they have begun to effect well-run elections in Pacifica, therefore be it resolved that the current Special Elections Review Committee be created as a standing committee, the Elections Committee of the PNB, effective immediately.
This is LaVarn. Just on, you had the question about January 2005, because we do not have minutes yet for the first quarter for the when William was secretary, so there are no minutes for for any of the PNP meeting nor for our telephone conference calls. However, at yesterday's LSC, William Walker, you know, the new secretary, of course, is Donna Warren. But yesterday at the LSC meeting, William Walker stated that they will finally have, this coming weekend, we'll have the minutes from the January meeting because I actually paid someone to transcribe.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I heard.
And that they're supposed to have some minutes because that's what we keep trying to get to confirm these things. So, you know, the question about January 2005 is a good question, but I believe that we did what we did.
Hmm? Hello?
I believe what? That the committee was, the election, special elections review committee was in 2005.
You're dropping out.
It was. Okay. That's good to know. But it occurs to me we cannot take a vote here, and without a vote on this, what do we do in the report at the Pacifica National Board meeting?
The motion has been passed. So this is just wording that you put in here. I think you have a question about.
All right. Well, then, since that's new, let's skip the preamble and keep it to the one sentence. Unless, Lauren, do you have the exact wording from last meeting?
It was something that I think I've been given the task of actually, like, kind of completing the wording to say that we move that the PNB recognize the Special Elections Review Committee as a stand-in committee of the PNB, and that this committee, the elections committee, this decision be made effective immediately the elections committee of the PNB. That's exactly what. And the other information, we also talked some about the fact, like, and you have it in here in terms of that we have the requisite number of delegates and directors, and that perhaps we should include that in the motion.
You think we should? Include that in the report since we don't have enough people here to actually vote it in. So maybe I'll just put that in as a preamble.
Okay.
All right.
We have approved the motion we have approved this, so this can go as a motion that we would like for the PNB to consider because we did approve it in the last meeting last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. Did I just hear somebody else wanted to speak?
Yeah, I just said it's in the audio, all of the exact wording, so we can definitely verify that.
That's right.
I think I took I took wording down from the audio, but can't access it at the moment, but it's clearly there.
All right, that's very good. Thank you.
My action item was to complete the wording, not just to do the simple fact. You know, we would like it to be a standing committee. Mm-hmm. That to add the other words to it. So you've added, and I'll just use those.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good enough.
Madam Chair?
Please?
This is Ted. I would like it either now or later at your, whatever your feelings are about this, to address the idea that the PNB transcribed what took place at a previous meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You want to address the fact that the PNB had a transcription? I think we discussed that. What was the issue?
Well, I really want to speak to anybody on this call who's on the national board to say what my understanding of what minutes are and what they are not.
This is LaVarn. We have to address this many times at PNB meetings, and I'm sure the same issue that you have, that transcribing, that is not the minutes, and we want minutes. That's exactly right. So if that's the point you're making, we have made it over and over again. We have been requesting this for the last 5 months.
Thank you.
So the point you're making, we constantly make that same point. That's why I think William Walker reported yesterday that there would be minutes available.
It would be, good. Okay, thank you. All right, then, if we can move right along, is the reports from the two subcommittees that we set up last week. One was called the Resolution Implementation Subcommittee, and the other was the Job Description and Timeline Subcommittee. The Resolution Implementation Subcommittee was Patty Hesley, Mary Berg, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as far as we've gotten is that I've created a table comparing the resolutions that the ERC passed in 2004, mm-hmm. Side by side with the amended resolutions that the PNV passed, or did not. And I sent those out, sent out to about 10 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anybody else has had a chance to go over that list, but that's
I couldn't open it up.
That he got. Oh dear.
You couldn't open it?
No.
Oh man.
I did it in a Word table. Do you have Microsoft Word?
Yeah.
You have a Mac, do you?
No, I have a standard IBM.
You know what? If you, Melinda, this is, right?
Yeah.
If you'll write me a note and tell me what version of Word you have.
XP.
You have XP.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. I'll try and figure out a way to get it to you.
Appreciate it.
That's weird. I had some stuff written on the job description. I just had an informal thing that I cannot open my own file, but I opened your file fine. And I had a little bit of something on the time. I had a few things that in rough form. I was just, you know, some beginning things I was sending, going to send out. Yeah, I could open your file fine and the agenda file and everything.
Go figure.
Go figure.
Okay. So, those of you who had a chance to look at it, what it simply is the, the original documents are in the file section, and they're also in the PNV minutes. Some of them are. The resolutions of the PNV passed.
Mm-hmm.
The resolutions that the Elections Review Committee passed are, I believe, on WBAI.net. I don't know where else they are publicly, but there were two sets of 12 each, 12 resolutions and 12 recommendations. The PNV only addressed the first 12 resolutions and added and subtracted here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So the big issue that I see was number 4, because the PNV completely sidestepped that issue, and that had to do with staff. Defining staff for the purposes of voting, who is staff and who is not.
Mm-hmm.
And the PNV did not deal with that issue.
No.
We chose to define the listener members, volunteers. A couple of other things, though, when that came up. So as we go through those, I'll draw up a summary of what was missing and what should be done. But I think if you take that list and
mm-hmm.
you compare it to the supervisors' reports, you'll see what was not done from what was recommended, what was passed,
yeah.
and still not implemented by the supervisors. So that is a lot of work, and I think that we have our work cut out for us there. It's a long
we do.
List.
But
anybody
I think you're
else
right.
Has any other comments on any of those items that were in that? I know you just got it and haven't had a chance to look at it. Item number 12, neutrality of staff and management. That was on page 6. That is another important issue, and I think that leads us down to the Election Rescue Act, because the bylaws were fairly specific. Resolution was very controversial for some reason, and it was a question of keeping the staff out of the listener elections, making sure that the candidates did not influence the electorate. You know, the staff candidates did not influence the electorate for the listeners. And it passed 10-5, which tells you how controversial it was. I'm trying to remember why some people objected to the idea of a neutral staff, but they did.
I guess
they don't like a neutral staff.
Well, if you read number 12, as proposed by the ERC, and then in the second column, we look at the amended resolution by the PNB. The PNB resolution was even stronger, but then it passed only 10-5. There were some people who still objected to those provisions.
Give me a break.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some explanations for that, but I think we need to address that issue. that that really is a question. And there are other questions that come up, and you'll see that the 12 recommendations are not even addressed by the CNB. Some of them were simple, and they were implemented as they went along. But some of it was not. Some of it was not. So that is the end of that report. Next committee was the... any questions on that before we move on? I'm not sure what this committee is going to be able to do within the next week. In 2 weeks, I would like to have a summary of the problems related to the solution implementation.
Yeah, we did have staff people. This is Mary Berg here. We did have staff people working on our election committee, but we didn't have any problem with the staff people that were on the election committee.
I object to that statement.
Oh, well, I didn't know there was any problem. Maybe you.
What do you mean you didn't know? I complained numerous times. Mary, you're losing your memory.
Well, I know you complained about other staff people.
No, I raised the issue of a conflict of interest from the very beginning.
Can I hear some examples of how staff gets involved in the process and the problems that take place? And I certainly have a couple of examples myself.
I'd be glad to give you some.
Could you?
First, we had a situation where the person who was in charge of making the carts was a staff person, very clearly lined up with one certain election faction, and it was trouble getting your cart scheduled sometimes, getting it recorded. We finally got that half done. In fact, Mary ended up doing mine, not the other person. And the problem was, later on, some people wanted to change their carts, and some people from a certain faction asked and were allowed to do it, and nobody else was told they could when people had new endorsements or so forth. That was one example. I mean, if you're going to say, okay, you can re-record your cart that's going to be played, it should be announced to everybody. Yes, mm-hmm. Make an appointment, come in and do it. That wasn't done. We found out by hearing new carts on the air.
Great.
That's how we found out. Okay. Second, the number of cart plays was totally imbalanced, and myself and Ted Friedman for probably 2.5-3 weeks were demanding an accounting. Because I could, you know, I had a pretty good count myself just from listening to the station a lot. And I knew it wasn't being done evenly, but, you know, the traffic people know exactly how many were run because they keep track of those things. We did not get an accounting of that until about a week before the election was over. And they ranged from 9 to 15. Some people only got 9 plays, myself, and other people got 14, 13, 15. So, you know, it wasn't being done right.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Berg here. The person you're talking about, I want to make it clear to everybody, that person, any of the staff that's in traffic, none of them are on the election committee. I was a staff person on the election committee, and all I did was help to, you know, schedule meetings and help to get people set up so they could get on the air when it was time and record them if nobody else was doing it and so forth. And that's where I said, to my knowledge, I never heard any complaint. And you say that I had to I recorded your cart and you didn't have a complaint with it that I know of. So
no, Mary,
I'm not talking about staff. I'm talking about the idea of staff people working on the election committee. That's all I'm speaking to. The other problems are totally correct. I'm not talking about that.
Right. Well,
only the one thing.
There needs to be, clear, neutral people in charge of various things, not, because it's very clear that the person that was running the other stuff was not, in my mind, doing it in an unbiased fashion. In fact, it was just the opposite.
The supervisor who was enforcing that personally. But, you know, these are all issues. These were definite problems. All I'm saying is the fact that a staff person was working on the election committee was not of itself a problem in our station. We had numerous problems. That's quite true.
This is Lauren. Let me just put my little 2 cents in. There wasn't an issue, Mary, and the issue was that, particularly with me, I was not able to get into the station and do a cart in the station, so I did it on the phone. So the quality was very poor. And, well, I didn't know it was very poor, but that's what I found out. But what I did find out was that my cart was never played.
But and, that's not the staff person on the election committee. That's a different problem. That's all I'm talking to is just the election committee didn't have anything to do with the cards.
Excuse me, Mary. You had an opportunity to talk, and you talked. So when I'm talking, I would hope that you allow me to do that. And, Mary, I believe you're the one who recorded my card from the phone, from home. I believe you were the one who did it. So you knew the quality of the card at the time. But I was never informed that the quality was really bad until, as Richard said, we kept hearing all of these cards being played, and mine was never played. And then I sent a note to the elections supervisor, and then that's when he finally said, well, okay, you need to go into the station and have your card redone because the quality was poor. I never knew that. Only thing I knew is that my card was never played. So, Mary, you did record the card.
Yeah.
I was told the quality was poor, and I did have to go in and re-record it.
I told you that, and I asked you if it would be better if you could come in, and you couldn't actually come in. But that all that was out of my hands, what happened to the card.
Right.
You know, this,
let me, if I may...
I only was making one small statement. I didn't want to make that.
Excuse me. I'm not quite through.
Oh, sorry.
So the point is, you're giving...
Can I make a point of order, please? This is not... we're not having a blues session here with call and response, are we?
I think
I'm going to let Lauren finish, and then we're going to figure out a way of dealing with this particular item. Lauren, do you want to finish?
Yes, I'll just finish. So the point is that Mary did record it. The quality, I did not know that the quality was poor. The only thing I knew is that my card was never played, and then when I found out that cards were being played that were re-recorded, and I wasn't told to come in and re-record mine, and that's when I sent a note to the election supervisor, and then he noticed and said he would get back with me, and that's when I went in and recorded a new card. So, Mary, I know you did the best you could do, but the point is that not done smoothly, and that you were involved in that, and that, you know, there's some things we all need to work on to make it better. So, you know, there are some issues there, so don't say there were none, because there were.
Okay.
Well, if I may, that's the kind of thing that we should be documenting and putting in the report, because some of these items are going to need much more work than others and stronger parameters on how to control the problems that will come up between staff and listeners in this. So I think that's a good point. So we need to write this stuff up. And if we also cull the supervisor's reports, we'll find even more complaints. Ted, you said you had some issues, and I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
and
well,
Ted has some.
At first, I want to say that I am a kind of a black and white sort of guy when I see the phrase "keep staff out of elections." It would seem to me that needs to be treated with a grain of salt, because staff are the people who know how to use the technology to create the carts, and if they are not involved, then we won't have carts in the first place. So we better be clear on what we mean by keeping staff out of elections.
Oh, I apologize. I think if I misspoke when I said it that crudely. One of the issues that we had here, for instance, was a listener forum where listeners were supposed to be speaking, and there was a staff member in the audience, and the people who were running the forum invited the staff member to speak, which was totally inappropriate at the listener forum.
Mm-hmm.
And and that should not have happened, and with good parameters and rules, it never would have. So that's what I meant by not blending the categories too much.
Okay.
I didn't mean that they shouldn't do what they can do best, which is, of course, recording stuff, you know.
Okay, I think I missed one word you just said, but if I assume it was the parameters for staff involvement in elections.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wasn't there a case where somebody literally went on the air and basically pitched somebody, I heard?
Excuse me, I don't think Ted was finished yet.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize.
I can't tell you whether it was the first election or the second here in Houston, but it might have been both, where we have the candidate forums and the program director added played the role of moderator during the forum, and actually that may not be the case. It may have been during one of our local station board open journal sessions, but it would certainly seem to me that the facilitators of these discussions could be people who are not on staff. That's one point. Secondly, it has been management who has decided when the on-air debates here in Houston in both elections, I think, we had 9 o'clock on Sunday night from 9 until 10 p.m. as the time designated when we would preempt regular programming to have panels of 3, 4, 5, 6 people go on the air, and 9 o'clock on a Sunday night does not strike me as the time that will reach a lot of people, and I back that up by saying that in this last election, we barely reached quorum, and I think had we been able to select the time that we were going to be on the air and management not doing that selecting, we might have picked a time that would have ended up resulting in a higher voter turnout.
I wouldn't be on the stack.
Good point. Yes, Melinda, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, Ted, you're wrong. Management didn't have anything to do with that. Had to do with Bobby, who was the supervisor of the elections.
Hmm.
And Bobby actually had basically worked everything out on the schedule and on that. As it is, we can't say, because since it was on the second election, to be quite frank with you, we also had problems with getting election ballots, because Bobby literally had to go get mine.
Mm,
I know we had a lot of problems with ballots, so we can't say how much of it was that and how much it was just the simple fact that, let's face it, the first election, that was an unheard-of thing, and who knows, maybe people were not quite, it wasn't quite the unheard-of thing, and plus it was so soon after the last election.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to know why, but that was a problem that was throughout Pacifica, is my understanding.
Yeah.
Well, if I may sum up what started out to be a report.
I apologize.
I apologize, because we just went all over the map. But I think it's good to start listing these things. If you all would write up these issues, and we'll attach them to that third column that I left blank on the table, and decide what to do with them when we have a healthy number of examples in each section. I think that would make it easier to work.
Carolyn?
If that's all right. Yes. Richard?
Mm-hmm. Ted from Houston.
Ted, okay.
Just a moment ago, it was said that I was wrong that the election coordinator worked it out, it wasn't stated how it was worked out, and my assumption, having worked very closely during the first election with Robin Lewis, the chair of the election committee in that election, was that it was worked out with management, and management, at least in the first election here in Houston, decided on Sunday night at 9 p.m., and I presume that's what happened when Bobby worked it out with management this time, that they just followed the same model. And I am wondering what was done in Berkeley and any other cities that are represented on this call.
Good question. I'm not too sure. I don't know if Patty remembers, and I'm not sure we want to get into it right now, because we'll be here all night if we start. But that's a very good question, and maybe we should be calling the supervisor's reports for exactly the answer in each.
I've got one.
I think we need to. I don't want to get into individual stations, because we'll be here all night. But I think that is the question, and we need to write up a summary of what was done, and then make a decision as to what should be done next time.
Carolyn, this is Mary Berg here.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that now I don't know if this is true. Let people tell me. People from other stations, did the election committees in each station write up a report in addition to, and I don't think those got incorporated in the report. I think that would be really, really useful, because we have the supervisors' reports, but I don't think that the election committee. I know our election
committee. Well, they did, Mary. I was on that committee. We wrote that report. That's probably one of those files you can't open.
No, but I don't think we ever sent... I know our committee never really finished our report, so it didn't get there by the time you made your report. So I'm wondering if others are like that.
I haven't returned mine in. You're right.
So, okay, so there's two. And, I think we can solicit those from, if there are other stations whose committees didn't get their reports in time for the National Review Committee to include it, we ought to get those things, even if they're just rough drafts, and put them up there, too. I would just suggest. I don't know. Maybe people disagree.
Well, we did get something from the Robin, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, I'm talking about the current election, not the past one. I have one from Bobby, who had done his supervisors,
mm-hmm.
and I was also putting together one as chair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right, good. Well, maybe then we do need to update the report.
Yeah, Max Tonche was gathering our stuff, but he didn't really finish it because not everybody got their stuff to him off the election committee, but we do have some.
All right, could everyone take responsibility for making sure their station reports are in and up to date?
Okay.
Sure.
And we'll post them in the list. That's good. All right. Should we move on to the job description?
This is Ted. I'd like to ask more question, and that is, in terms of protocol, if a local election committee believes, for instance, that the on-air panels should take place at 6 o'clock in the evening, from 6 o'clock Monday through Friday, where does that then go? Does it go to the local station board, or does it go straight to national? That's my question.
Well, that is a good question, and the question of who decides these issues in each station has been very contentious.
Well, perhaps.
And I think maybe we should be looking at the way to solve the problem and coming up with a recommendation. I don't think there's one answer, is my answer.
I could tell you KPFT did it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
basically,
I think we all had different message, and I'm telling you frankly, if we start getting into individuals here, we'll be here all night.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's stick back.
If I may, yeah. The job description and timeline subcommittee, how are we doing on that?
Mary Berg here. I have some notes on the job description, and I have some on the timeline that was part of our report, but again, I can't...
You think you'll be able to get it out to us maybe in a week?
Yeah,
or
I'm going to take out my new equipment, and I'm going to...
Who else was on that committee, Mayor?
That was also Richard and Carolyn.
Yeah,
this is
Richard. I have a roughed out timeline to I can share with you folks and see what you think of it.
Okay.
Do you want to do that now, Richard, or do you want to do it on the line?
Well, it doesn't matter either way.
Oh, well, let's hear it now if you have it ready.
It's short. I mean, look, we have to go back from the next election will be essentially ballots should be going out around October 15th of 2006. So you go back to, if you use the same time frames as last time, just as an estimate now, the election candidates closed on September 25th, and the process opened in August and went on for about a month and a half. So, we need to have everything really tightened up, let's say in May or June of 2006. If you go back from that, let's go back to February of 2006, we should be picking a national election supervisor, putting out the, an ad for the person and then have them picked in the next month or so, so that they have plenty of lead time. Last time, we picked a national election supervisor about 3 weeks before they had to go nuts, and we need to get away from that. So if we back that up a little bit more, we're going to have always statutorily, by the bylaws, we have a PNB meeting in January. So I'm thinking the way to do this would be to have a phone PNB meeting in December of 2005, where our recommendations would be the main topic on how to, redo the elections and on all the different things we go over, from the various things like what I think it was Ted just talked about, who makes decisions about timing, all those things. We have to have recommendations on all those issues. And so we should have our stuff together pretty much by November so that we can make a presentation to the PMD members in writing or, you know, on email two or three weeks before that December PMD meeting, whenever in December that'll be, the one where they'll do the phone meeting about this stuff and get it all to them. So we need to have our stuff finalized pretty much in November, which means we basically got July, August, September, and October to take on all these questions, break them out into committees, come back together and finalize what we think we want to tell the PMD should be done. And then that's, you know, somewhere in November, and then we present it to them. In December, they make the decisions. And if they don't get it decided by December at that meeting, then they'll have the January meeting so that they can get it all done by then for sure, or a phone meeting shortly after that in February, so then we can, you know, start the process of hiring somebody, knowing the criteria and all the tasks and all the new rules, so that when we bring them on board, we have that. So that's a timeline as I see it, given when our next election is and all, you know, the meetings that we know we have.
Oh, that's very thorough.
Richard, excuse me, I was trying to write down what you said, and I missed what goes on in June.
In June of 2006?
Yeah.
That's when we have to really be, you know, getting everything ready. By then we should have, by no later than May, we should have picked the person to be the National Election Supervisor and at the same time be having found candidates for local election supervisor that person can then interview and deal with. And I also felt that one of the reasons we should be a standing committee is what would be the best process would be for us to review the applications for the national election supervisor and then refer those that we think are qualified to the ED, since we're going to be the people that are going to really be intimately into the whole election process and how it's worked and what's failed and what hasn't. I think we'd be the best group of people to take a look at that first. And then, you know, if say 10 people apply or 3 people apply and we find one or two, we send those two qualified applicants to the ED to pick one with a recommendation. Or maybe no recommendation. Maybe we think both of them are equal or 3 of them are equal, whatever. But somebody needs to do that and do it well and vet it properly so we don't get a stiff like last time. And, you know, we get somebody who's really into, you know, democracy that's inclusive, and, you know, to the best of our ability, we can develop a process that will put Florida and Ohio to shame and set a good example and make people proud of Pacifica.
One question, if I may, when does our term in office disappear? Because I know my term, if I choose to run for re-election, will be in this election, and I know that I can't. There would be a conflict of interest if I was deep into this close to the time of the election.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll have to deal with that, won't we?
Well, my term goes till longer than that, and some of ours do. So I think the people that would be up for election would probably have to drop off when we get to the point of picking the National Election Supervisor. As far as the recommendations for process and things in 2005, I don't see any conflict there, because those are just policies and procedures. They're not going to affect them personally. Where you get to the National Election Supervisor, you don't want to have anybody running for election that had anything to do with picking that person.
Richard, do you have this written? Can you mail it? Can you send it around?
I haven't wrote. It's just written on my notepad, handwritten, but I can type it up and, you know, send it out.
Nice.
Sure.
Thank you. Richard, one question.
Sure.
August of 06, when you say May and June, get ready. We should get ready. Campaigning would begin when?
The official campaigning is usually the month and a half before. You start the time when people are, actually having on-air presentations and, you know, when official candidates turn in their papers, that starts usually in August.
And that's August,
and then it ends, like last time, it ended September 25th. That was the last day to submit your papers, you know, to become a candidate. So after that, September 26th, a day or two of processing, they knew who exactly the people were, and that's when they've got to put the ballots together. And we may decide to move that back a little bit and give them more than, you know, 2.5 weeks to get the ballots together and the names. I think it's probably smart to start everything a little earlier, move it back to maybe September 15th, give another 10 days, and start the process earlier so that...
rewrite that in the bylaws?
I think that was one of the, if I may, that was one of the recommendations from the National Supervisor, that the timeline be stretched out a little bit.
Right.
To give more time to the paper processing ages.
Mary Berg here.
Go on.
Some people's versions of the timelines found that timeline, as stated in the bylaws that Richard is working to, way too short, would extend it, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And well, so we'll have to look at all these suggested timelines and vet them, and
right,
and or just leave them as various recommendations, one or the other, if we don't come to some agreement. But there's one of the problems that I personally, that we have had with the timeline, we know from our experience that it was too short in the bylaws altogether from start to finish. But conflicting, you know, having it in November conflicts with the national election and comes up against the October fundraisers, so that cards can't be played as much. This is a drawback. But what is a good solution? Do you make it... You start in November and have the election in July. I mean, what do you do? You know, that was just off the top of my head. But there is a dilemma there that I don't know that I have heard a good solution from anyone about how to solve that, because it's natural to have the election toward the end of the year, and then we will have these problems. So this is just an issue that's going to need more work.
Well, thank you, Richard. If you can put that in writing, and then the committee can toss it around, maybe in 2 weeks we can come back with some suggestions. But I'd like to look a little more closely at the suggestions from the supervisors, because I know, Mary, you're right. They all had some complaints about the timeline itself. I'd forgotten how short that was.
Carolyn?
Yes.
This is Ted. I think that one item that needs to be added to this timeline, Richard, is when the bylaws convention is held, and also we need to find out from somebody a lot smarter than me as to what happens if the bylaws change and what impact that would have on the future elections and people who are elected under the previous bylaws, and whether their terms are extended or not. I just don't know what implications the bylaws changes have on where we're going from here.
Yes, good question. That's well, true. We'll have to face that when we come to it too, won't we?
Good point.
All right, thank you. Any more comments on those two reports?
The only I think the bylaws convention, if it's going to happen, is going to be somewhere right around that same time that we'd be, you know, starting to look for a national election supervisor. So maybe we can get our stuff done before they do it, and those recommendations can be looked at there too. They're talking about organizing it around the end of 2005 and getting it done before the middle of 2006, I think.
Yeah, that's where it is now.
Right.
Yeah, that may happen.
So we can develop maybe some sort of parallel process to where we'll have our stuff there, and you know, we can make a presentation at the bylaws convention or something about what changes we think might need to be made for the election rules. And some of it could have to do with those timelines about, you know, if they're too rigid in terms of when things happen. And so we can, so the paper development of getting the ballots, you know, with everybody's name on them and so forth ready and out to be printed and mailed will be done, you know, efficiently and not crazily hurried.